Reading further. Reading. Love in bloom. I was 9 when my father first sent me flowers. I had been taking ballet lessons for 6 months, and the school was giving its yearly performance. As an excited member of the beginner's chorus group, I was aware of my low status. So, it was a surprise to have my name called out at the end of the show, along with the leading dancers, and to find my arms full of red roses. I can still feel myself standing on the stage and seeing my father's big smile as he applauded loudly. Those roses were the first of the many bunches that accompanied all the milestones in my life. Getting all those roses was wonderful, but they brought with them a sense of conflict, of being caught between pleasure and embarrassment. I enjoyed them, but I also felt they were too much for my small accomplishments. Not for my father. He did everything in a big way. If you sent him to the bakery for a cake, he came back with 3. Once, when Mother told him I needed a new party dress, he brought home a dozen. His behavior often left us without money for other, more important things. Sometimes I would be angry with him, but not for long. Then came my 16th birthday. It was not a happy occasion. I was overweight and had no boyfriend, and my well-meaning parents furthered my great suffering by giving me a party. As I entered the dining room, there on the table, next to my cake, was a huge bunch of flowers, bigger than any before. I wanted to hide. Now everyone would think my father had sent it, because I had no boyfriend to do it. Sweet 16, and I felt like crying. I probably would have, but my best friend Phyllis whispered, "Hey, you're lucky to have a father like that." As the years passed, other occasions, birthdays, awards, graduations, were marked with Dad's flowers. Those flowers symbolized his pride and my success. They produced a great feeling of pleasure in me. As my fortunes grew, my father's health became worse, but his gifts of flowers continued until he died of a heart attack a few months before his 70th birthday. I covered his coffin with the largest, reddest roses I could find. Often, during the dozen years after his death, I felt an urge to go out and buy a big bunch of flowers to fill the living room, but I never did. I knew it would not be the same. Then, one birthday, the doorbell rang. I was feeling blue because I was alone. My husband was playing golf, and my 2 daughters were away. My 13-year-old son, Matt, had run out earlier with a "see you later," never mentioning my birthday. So I was surprised to see Matt at the door. "Forgot my key," he said, shrugging. "Forgot your birthday, too. Well, I hope you like flowers, Mum." He pulled a bunch of daisies from behind his back. "Oh, Matt," I cried, hugging him hard, "I love flowers."